really?
Desperately needs to stop the comb over.
I can't stand the comb over.
We had the big Memorial Day get together at my brother-in-law's yesterday, and it was actually quite a great day. Helped a lot by the bottlers of Grey Goose vodka.
Oh, fantastic.
Always. Because here's the thing. I was saying to my wife that my brother-in-law, again, is having the Memorial Day cookout, the whole family. And by whole family, I mean cousins.
Everybody.
Cousins. Now, they all pound beer and wine on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names, but if you're out there listening, my nephew Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly.
Okay. Kelly loves to have, you know, 100 beers.
Good. What do
you Memorial Day or
Labor Day?
Good
thing to do on Memorial Day.
And they're all like that.
Snack time, anytime.
I mean, all of the people at the party enjoy wine and beer. Now,
pretty normal.
You know, me, I'm sorry. I just go for the hard stuff.
Right.
So always when we go to these family get-togethers, about an hour into it, everybody's really chatting and letting loose. Of course, they've had about 9 beers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there with a Diet Coke because I've always been too afraid to say, gosh, you know, it's only 2 p.m, but I would kill for a vodka and tonic.
Sure.
So what I did was, I was talking about this with my wife, and I said, I think I know what the icebreaker is going to be this year. I'm just going to BYOB.
Excellent idea.
Just bring your own bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed up at my brother-in-law's house. He said, hi, how you doing? Gave him a birthday card. His birthday's coming up next week. And I said, and also, this is incidentally not for you, but this is what I'll be drinking today.
Very good. So you brought your own big bottle.
Brought my own big bottle and put a nice big dent in it yesterday. And have, you know, found, I don't know, an hour or two into it. You know, it's covered with baby spit on my shirt and stuff. And really, you know,
didn't care.
You know, I like kids anyway. But
right?
Really, I sit there and it's like, boy, I'm finally, I felt like I'm a kid at the grown-up table. And I'm drinking like everybody else. And
so it makes those holiday get-togethers go quicker.
A little easier.
Absolutely. Yeah. So much easier.
Great, I like to call it the great equalizer.
Yeah, had Sydney and Nathaniel. I mean, all of these kids, like, I don't know, three, like Rob's kids younger than that. The other one can barely talk, and I'm just holding him up and going, I love baby so much, and he's just got this big bubble of like snot and all the other crap that's in the, and it just kind of came out all over my shirt.
Ah, it didn't matter.
I went, oh, that's a good boy.
You couldn't feel that shirt at that point.
Correct.
That's a dirty martini.
Correct, but yes, thank you, Buzz. But it was a nice time. It was a nice time with the family.
It's good. I find that it makes the holidays so much better.
Sure, I'm glad it's over though. Over until the 4th of July.
Do it all over again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it?
How's it? How's it with you, my friend?
Hey, you guys rock, and that's not for 10.
Thank you.
And how about today we make it for Mark Addy?
Okay, really? Mike. Okay.
I couldn't remember his name.
Good one.
Well, just, you know, he said, how's it? And that's kind of the rate that you hear that every day. And now, you know.
Mark Addy, okay. Yeah. You're the Mark Addy winner. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to tell Don, you, that I saw you last summer at a restaurant at Ocean City, but I didn't want to say anything because I know that you're shy and all that stuff.
Okay, how do you feel about this? Now, I must say that, when someone says this and they've seen me and not identified themselves as noticing, you know, or being a listener of the show, that gives me the creeps. I would much rather, if somebody's looking, I would like them to come up and say hello.
I would not.
So, sir, you've done the right thing with Don.
I prefer you stay away.
Well, you looked hostile. We met eyes, and I was thinking about coming over and saying hi, and you looked like you would
Did you look like Chloe on 24?
I think Chloe looked like big Chloe eyes.
You gave me a look and said, don't do it.
Well, who knows? I could have been looking at my wife. I could have been looking at you.
I've been out with you. You're receptive when people come up and say they're a fan of the show.
Very polite.
You know, it's...
You might not like it, but
I don't mean to blow this out of proportion. It doesn't happen all the time. It's just Ocean City is a small town,
mm-hmm.
and I'm amazed that I go up there. You know, I'm surprised that we don't have like a 25 share, because
mm-hmm.
it seems everybody in that goddamn town listens to the show. Thank you for your support and for your patronage.
Very good thing.
We do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop following me. There's only 8,000 places in that town. You got to go to the... Where was the place?
I don't remember the name. It was a real good seafood restaurant on the across the bay from Ocean City. Good crab cakes.
Then I bet I know why I was scowling. It was probably a place my wife picked. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you now this time, kids. We had that argument on Saturday night about what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, what do we do? Yeah. Hi, Robbie.
Was it Long John Silver?
Arthur Treacher's?
I think it might have been the Olive Garden, though.
Well, they're good. Very good. All the breadsticks you want.
All the breadsticks.
I've been there. It's lovely.
We had the argument on Saturday. The faux argument, not a real argument.
Right.
What are we going to do? I said, I want to go to the boardwalk. She said, no, we don't want to. She said, why do you want to go to the boardwalk? I said, come on. Have fun. She said no, she had some new Nouveau Riche restaurant that she wanted, you know, Nouveau Riche in Ocean City is
don't
really not
back a few right. Toddies at the Purple Moose.
She had a new place she wanted to go to. I wanted to go to Tequila Mockingbird.
Okay.
She said that place is going to be jammed, it's going to be crammed, you know. And once your kids are grown up, it's amazing how you look at people with kids. And it's not only my wife, I'm the same way, but Buzz, I would not get down on a woman who had a stroller, for God's sake.
Well,
sakes.
It depends on if she's blocking a doorway.
She needs a stroller. But we both had the discussion about, oh, well, look at what time it is. It's not even late yet. And, God, that place is going to be crawling with kids and screaming kids and screaming. So we pull up to the restaurant, and it's super jammed.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, looks like you're out of luck. I said, let me just run in and see what's going on. And fortunately ran in. And there are 40 people waiting. This is on Saturday night, Memorial Day weekend.
Sure, that's probably a good two-hour wait.
40 people waiting. I just walked in the door. Lucky me. The girl says, how many? I said, two. She said, oh, I've got a table right over here. Mm-hmm. So I got the great thing. I go out to the parking lot, get free to the high side. I'm like, hey, guess what?
She didn't have to go to the fancy place.
No, we didn't. Cool. And we had a great time at Tequila Mockingbird.
Always, yeah.
Killer margaritas there.
Are you a margarita man, too?
When I go there, I am. And it was there that I saw the TV ad that about made me spit. It was the last thing I paid from the weekend. Made me spit out my margarita. I laughed so much. You know, everything's closed captioned.
Yeah.
So whatever sports is on, I'm talking to my wife, like everybody does. You go to a place like this, you're talking, but you're also watching TV and watching all the other people. All of a sudden, I see an ad on TV for the Johnny Cochran Law Firm,
mm-hmm.
And it's him.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny Cochran is dead like Eddie Albert is dead, right?
Yeah, right.
And that happened while we were gone. Sorry, nothing we can do about that.
I know. You know, it's a shame, but everybody at Green Acres says farewell.
We'll discuss the trifecta later. And good. I believe, Rob, don't you have cuts?
I don't. They're gone. They're mysteriously gone.
You don't have the Eddie Albert cuts?
I'm sorry. I failed you in Eddie Albert.
Oh, Eddie Albert.
Called the widow Albert.
Eddie Albert.
He was 99.
Eddie Albert and who's the guy? Burl Ives kind of had the same vocal register. They both had that singing song equality.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie
yeah.
Albert.
Mm-hmm.
So now is that the trifecta? Who were the other two? Gorshin. And who was the other one besides Gorshin? We were waiting for a third.
Yeah, who was it?
Wasn't there a third?
Was it the Pope?
No.
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 Hey, but good to see that new pope is really just pushing through the sainthood for the dead one now.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like, hey,
probably the deal he made.
Who cares about waiting for 5 years? Although I did see on the news that they were saying like something, if you've got anything that the dead pope wrote,
mm-hmm.
send it into the Vatican. That they need it because they're collecting all of this memorabilia. So if you've got something, and also I think they're looking for miracles, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the deal that they're trying to make?
See if he did any miracles.
Trying to prove that the guy did
right.
it. It would have been a miracle if that chick would have won that car race yesterday.
And David Letterman's driver, too, which is even cooler.
Yeah.
It wasn't Howard Morris, was it?
Howard Morris. Ernest T. Bass.
No, he doesn't count, though.
Oh,
I think
yes.
He had
Ernest T. Bass,
no.
Eddie Albert, and Frank Gorshin.
No.
Oh, you've got to.
No.
It's a pretty good trifecta.
No. Hey, shush. That is an insult.
That is your prejudice against Ernest T. Bass.
Yes,
and all
damn right it is.
And Mike. All things darling.
The darlings. The darlings. I hate the darlings.
So there was a third TV guy.
He is. Ernest T. Bass is not big enough to be up there with Eddie Albert.
Howard Morris was on your show of shows, featured character. With Sid Caesar. Maybe Gene Coco.
Carl Reiner.
Okay, Internet. You know what I did this weekend?
You mean Internet? But I got that on the Internet?
Yeah, I only mentioned it because I wanted to mention something I did.
I read that in a real newspaper with real wooden letters.
What newspaper do you take that has wooden letters?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Yeah,
get
someday
it?
Maybe I'll tell you I would.
Would?
I got on Google.
Yeah.
And I Googled Google.
Oh, no, that's just silly. Did you get that guy from Gilligan's Island? What happened?
No, I Googled Google, and it sent me back to the Google page where there were like 25 different Googles. And for maybe 10 minutes, I just sat there like playing Pong with the computer because I would click on search Google, and it would send me to the page.
So you actually did finish the Internet. That's what that's like the TV commercial. You finish the internet.
Don't need to go back.
That is correct.
Did your computer smoke or anything when you're doing this?
Intronet.
Intronet is wonderful.
Intronet.
Google.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So anyway, hold on one second. I'm watching TV in this place with my wife, and I about spit up my margarita because it's dead Johnny Cochran.
Right.
Now, I was only watching it, but they had the closed caption.
Right, right.
So it starts off with him, you know, oh, hello, this is Mr. Johnny. Maybe you know me from the OJ trial. Have you been hit by a car? Do you feel a pain in your side? And then there's a real awkward edit, and then there's three other guys who go... Even though Johnny is gone, his memory lives on at the Johnny Cochran Law Office.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, hold on, of course the firm's going to continue, but they're advertising, and they're advertising with the dead guy.
So really, you've got a corpse that's speaking to you.
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
A little bit creepy.
Anyway.
Maybe they're desperate at the Cochran.
Caught my eye,
forever.
Made my Saturday night, put out part of my raspberry margarita. Oh.
Johnny's talking to me.
That's an ad with Johnny Cochran.
Selling his law firm from the grave.
Mr. Johnny.
Wow.
Yes, hello?
Hello, guys. What's up?
Hi there. We are fine. Thank you.
Hey, this is the guy that was in the trunk.
What?
The guy that was in the truck.
Oh, you're talking.
And he's gone. Hello?
No, he's still, no, the line's open, Buzz.
You still
hello?
There?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the guy that was in the truck beside you in Easton.
Okay. Oh, that's, now that's pretty close. What color is your truck?
Blue and yellow.
Man,
was it a blue and yellow truck?
Yeah, and it was right by. Where is it? Right in Easton. Oh God, this guy had Easton.
By the GM Giant, right there. At
okay.
The guy.
Oh, God.
It's your trucker stalker.
Okay, now, what are the odds of this? How do you listen? I'm driving down a major highway on Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up to a light. How do you know it's me? You're up in a big truck. I'm down below you.
You look at the Green Bay Packer license plate.
Uh-huh. Another clue.
It's not even a license plate. It's just a holder around
it. It's a holder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror.
Any other clues besides the Packer frame?
No, yeah, just I've seen it. You know, I've been a fan since I was a kid, so... I mean, I knew what it looked like.
Let me just make sure. What, were you wearing a hat?
Yes.
Were you wearing it frontwards or backwards?
Backwards.
Okay.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
You found your stalker. He sounds like a wonderful guy.
I didn't mean to stalk you, but I was, you know, you got to do something when you're going down the road.
No. And I hope you got it from me that at first I thought you were like a road rage guy. Then when I heard you screaming, I love the show, then I did, you know, give you the thumbs up like thanks. But then I really drove fast.
Did he have
fear? You were hammering down the road. I couldn't catch you back.
Did he have fear in his